Yes, it's finally here. The Cheltenham Festival is upon us. Welcome along to the Racing Postcast, brought to you by the Racing Post, sponsored by Unibet. I finally made it down to Cheltenham and it's a lovely country house you can see for the background behind me. Really excited for the week ahead. And, you know, you've seen so many of these Cheltenham previews. You've probably seen the Unibet one with the Racing Post, all 28 races covered. Again, the link for that is down in the description. But we don't need to go for all 28 races. What you want to hear is our top five bets for the festival. And to go through these top five bets, I am joined by Robbie Wilders, Graham Robway, and from Unibet, Ed Nicholson. It's going to be a cracking week, Ed. I'll let you tell me how excited you are about the week, but also the offers that are coming up for the week.
Well, plenty to get involved with at Cheltenham, as we all know. Plenty of horses, plenty of bets. But the offers for Tuesday are already through, so I'll bring you those. We're going money back second or third on the Supreme, the first race, open race, we feel. So money back second and third for the first race. We're also going extra places in both the handicap races, the 250, the Ultima, and the 450, the Boodles. And really the cream for us is the Unibet Champion Hurdle. It's the seventh year that Unibet has sponsored the race. And we're going to be top industry price on every horse in the race from 9 o'clock in the morning. So top price, top industry price, whatever you fancy, go to Unibet. You won't get a bigger price from 9 o'clock on the day of the race.
There we go. Top industry price on the Champion Hurdle on day one of the festival. The Unibet Champion Hurdle. Do check Unibet out for that and you'll have all the terms and conditions on the website as well. Right, time to get into the top five bets of the festival. We're each going to spin for our top five bets, going five down to one. And first of all, Mr. Robbie Wilders, how are you and who is going to be bet number five?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Do you know what? I was going to go Broadway Boy in the Brown Advisory, but he's been ruled out this morning. So I've had a last-minute rethink and I've gone for his stablemate. We've All Been Caught in the Ultima at 2:50 on the Tuesday. We've not seen him in about 3 months, but he clearly wasn't right on his previous start. However, if you go back to his previous runs behind Broadway Boy and Florin Porter at this track, then he's quite well treated off 134, I think. He's got a first-time tongue tie on. He's always been very highly regarded. He was sent off for a very short price for a grade one last season. And it I just sense that his season's really geared around this race. So I think We've All Been Caught at a double-figure price in the Ultima to kick things off.
We've All Been Caught for Robbie Wilders then, 11-1 currently with Unibet. Graham Robway, to you next. Who is number five on the list?
Hi, Sam. How are you doing? Yeah, I'm looking forward to the week. Really looking forward to it. I want to kick off with a winner, so I'm gonna go for Lossy Mouth in the 4:10 on Tuesday, the Mare's Hurdle. I think she's the biggest certainty lining up all week. Forget all the other Mullins hot pots. She's got so much in hand in this field. She absolutely thrashed Love Envoy last time. I think Love Envoy might actually be her biggest danger again here. There's a £1 swing in the weights in Love Envoy's favour, but I don't think that's going to get her anywhere near. I actually think the step up in trip will bring out further improvement in Lossy Mouth. I mean, Triumph Hurdle winners always seem to stay well, and I just think she's got loads and loads in hand. So kick off with a winner, Sam. 4:10 Tuesday, the Mare's Hurdle, Lossy Mouth for me.
Lossy Mouth, 4-6 favourite. Yeah, looks like one of the bankers of the week. And Ed Nicholson, number five for you, please.
Well, it's interesting listening to all the strategies. I've gone for an outsider as my fifth choice. I'm going to go for Iberica Lord in the Unibet Champion Hurdle. And if I may, it's my only each way selection, but I think it's a classic each way bet. Dead eight, 12-14-1, being supplemented. They're not supplementing him for no reason. They obviously weren't even thinking about it until Constitution Hill came out. But I think the makeup of the race will suit as well. We know that he needs a fast pace. I was slightly worried that he might not get that, but Not So Sleepy is sure to go fast. I think Nico will be able to get this in a rhythm, already proven that he likes Cheltenham. I can just see him sneaking second or third, but also, which is really important for an each way bet, I think there is an outside chance that he could win it. So at 14-1, I think Iberica Lord, an improving handicapper with a race run to suit, is worth a stab at 14-1.
Okay, Iberica Lord, then the Champion Hurdle, supplemented for the race. And remember, you can get the top industry price with Unibet at 9 a.m. on the day of the race. I'm going to go for what could be the story of the festival. I was actually chatting to David Jennings last night, and I have mentioned this to Ed Nicholson, but I have a real big feeling that we may see Paisley Park run a massive race in the Stayers Hurdle this year. You actually look at this race, and I was saying to David Jennings last night, when have we had a good Stayers Hurdle in recent years? They've never been that strong. Yes, Tiapu looks like could have the class edge above these, but realistically, Crambo looks the best of the British, and, you know, Paisley Park's finished a short head behind this horse, ran consistent all season. I've got a feeling that Paige Bart's not far off where he was a couple of years ago, to be totally honest. He's still running to a solid level, and I've got a feeling that he may just be, you'll see him coming around the bend off the bridle and you just know what Paisley Park's going to do. He may come too late, but at 16-1, I see him being a really solid each way selection. So I'm going to go with the story of the festival to be Paisley Park as bet number 5. Graham Robway, I'm going to come to you for bet number 4 now.
Well, that'll bring their house down if Paisley Park wins.
It would.
The 250 on Tuesday, the Ultima, I'm going for Monbeg G-Rod. Monbeg Genius. Give him another chance, Monbeg Genius. I mean, if he runs to the level that he showed in this race last year when he was behind Correct Rambler and Fast or Slow, he's got a massive chance off just £7 higher mark. Of course, he's been a bit in and out this season, hasn't he? He was really good in the Coral Trophy when he chased O'Marla Mission and That's All Right Gino. That's his best run of the year. Obviously, last time at Kelso, just 10 days ago, very disappointing. But he was extremely weak in the market that day, Sam. Almost as though they knew that he was badly in need of the run. And I think that it probably wasn't too bad an effort. I expect him to come on significantly for this out. And everyone's saying, oh, the Grand National's been his big target. But surely in the back of their mind, they must have been thinking, well, he ran so well in the Ultima last year. We'll go back there. And I think that maybe that might be a bit of a red header and go for the Ultima. And then the Grand National is a bit of a bonus. So at a big old price, I'm taking a chance on Monbeg G-Rod in the 250 at Cheltenham on Tuesday, the Ultima.
Monbeg G-Rod of Monbeg Genius at 12-1 with Unibet currently then for the John Joe O'Neill partnership there. Ed Nicholson, to you then for bet number 4.
Bet number 4, Liberty Hunter in the Grand Annual. I'm a big fan of Evan Williams. I think when he gets the right material, he does very well with these horses. And this race has been the plan for a long, long time. He's rated 139. He won at Cheltenham on New Year's Day. A lightly raced horse, which you seem to need for this race these days. This will be his target for a long time. He's also going to probably run in the Red Rum Chase at Aintree. So I'm going to back him for both, to be fair. But I think the Liberty Hunter that we've seen running the fence is a serious horse. I think office rating, the race to suit, is a little bit inexperienced in the same, which is a slight worry. But he's got Harry Cotton on his back, and that's got to be worth gold in these sort of races. He looks after these horses and the handicaps. So, Liberty Hunter, rated 139, around 8-1, win the Grand Annual.
Okay, Liberty Hunter then for Ed Nixon. Those who watched the Unibet and Racing Post Cheltenham preview show will know that Paul Keeley was very sweet and I believe napped this horse up for the Grand Annual as well. Robbie Wilders, to you for bet number 4, please.
Cheers, mate. I'm going to stick with the Twist and Davis mob. I think they're going to have a good week this week. I quite like Guard Your Dreams in the Coral Cup at a very big price. Just feel like his campaign has also been geared around this race. He returned from almost 2 years off in the International Hurdle behind Lossy Mouth. He was held up in a slow run race there, but he wasn't beaten that far by Love Envoy in second. And then I think you can ignore his last run at Wincanton on really bad ground. I don't think he wants it that bad. It's not going to be quite as testing at Cheltenham, I'd say. You go back for his form a couple of years ago. I mean, he was seventh in this race as a five-year-old. You know, he's won grade twos. He's down to 137. I think he's quite well-treated and he'll give you a good run for your money.
Okay, there we go. God Dream's going to be around 25-33-1 for the Coral Cup then for Robbie Wilders. I'm going to go to the first race of the festival, the Supreme Novices Hurdle, for my fourth best bet. And I think this is a weak race as well. I don't think this is a strong Supreme now Ballyburn's out. And I wouldn't be putting a bet up in this race had Ballyburn had gone here. But Asian Master, I think, at around 20-1. You're going to get your money back if second or third with Unibet. But I'm going to take a massive chance this horse. Put up an RPR of 1.43. On his last start. That's in terms of the rest of the field, he hasn't got too much to find. He's unbeaten for Willie Mullins, 2 from 2. I was really impressed by the way that he won at Furless back in December, and then he finished ahead of Better Days Ahead, not Brighter Days Ahead, but Better Days Ahead by 10 lengths. I think there's so much improvement to come from this horse. The ground's going to be on the soft side, which you'll really appreciate. I think there could be an outside. The other one to take note of is Mr. Giff. I've heard a lot about Mr. Giff as well. So there be the two, but I do like Asian Master at a very big price for a jockey, Mr. T. Costello, who I haven't heard too much about, but that could be another story for the week. Bet number 3, we will go to Ed Nicholson first.
Bet number 3 will be Stage Star for me in the Ryanair. Love this Cheltenham form of this horse. 3 times he's won over the fences at Cheltenham. Obviously didn't do that well last time when pulled up at the course, but he's been given a long time off. We all know Paul Nicholls can get a horse ready off after a long absence. And he also doesn't really want to over-race him at Cheltenham. So if he didn't think he got a chance in the Ryanair, I think he would have just left him and gone somewhere else. But the horse obviously loves Cheltenham. Harry Cobden, big fan of Harry. He's on board again. And I could just see him going around on the inside and just being too good for them. There's a few horses in the race which are like the old favourites, like a Hoy Senor, but he disappointed me last time. I did originally think he would be a Ryanair type. But yeah, I'm going to go for Stage Star to keep up that Cheltenham good run that he's got in the back of his form book with Harry Cobden on board. Around about 4-1.
There you go. Stage Star for Ed Nixon is his number 3. I'm going to go next. I'm going to put up Built by Ballymore in the race that Robbie just put up. It's a Coral Cup. I think this horse has been really well campaigned by Martin Brazel. I actually wouldn't mind seeing this horse in the Gallagher Novices Hurdle. They've obviously come here, especially on the back of Ballyburn, going for this race. But he finished 8th in a really strong maiden right at the start of the season. But since then, he's been running extremely well. He's going to suit a really fast pace in the Coral Cup. I absolutely know that 2 mile, 5 furlong could be ideal. We often see Martin Brazel campaign these horses so well at Cheltenham. These silks also come to very good effect at Cheltenham. I've got a feeling he's far better than the mark of 139. He's a graded horse in the making. He has been well found in the market. He's around 8-1. He's a slick jumper. But I can see Built by Ballymore winning the Coral Cup, the 250 on the Wednesday. Robbie Waz, I'm taking you on in the Coral Cup. But who's going to be your number 3?
Good luck to you, mate. I'm going for day one, number 3, Melantino in the Boodles 450. Now, a lot of these horses, it's sort of a bit of a guess up for their handicap marks, whether they are well treated. But we can say, like, categorically, Melantino is on a good mark. He's been dropped £10 from his French rating. You know, he wasn't beaten that far by Sogino last time. Burdett Road, his form ties him in Burdett Road, who was the leading British triumph four-year-old hurdler aside from Sogino. And I just found 126. He's got the ground in his favour. He is on a good mark, and I'll be very surprised if he wasn't in the first 4 or 5 at least.
Okay, Melantino, yeah, 13-2. And looking at Unibet's website here, you've got first 6 places here. So worth taking advantage of that. Graham Robway, you finish us off with your number 3.
Yeah, number 3, I'm going for the get-out stakes on Friday, the 5:30, the Martin Pipe. Also, I've been banging on about for a little while now. No Ordinary Joe was second in this race last year off a £1 lower mark. He was trying to give a pound to Oroco. That's a grade one horse, Oroco. He had an impossible task that day. Did remarkably well to run him so close. He's clearly been trained for the race again this year, Sam, because he's had 2 runs over hurdles recently, steadily improvement, and a big eye catcher when coming from the rear to finish 3rd at Kempton last time. Just did enough to keep him on the same mark here. He's been really well backed. So I think it could be another one for the green and gold. No Ordinary Joe in the Martin Pipe 5:30 at Cheltenham on Friday.
Okay, there we go. No Ordinary Joe in the Martin Pipe, the final race of the festival on Friday. So there's our top 3 bets. We're going to be getting our best 2 bets shortly after this.
Want betting on the horses to be anything but flat? With an app that impresses every time out. You're on. Want to watch live streaming of races in the UK, Ireland and around the globe? And get a chance to win even bigger with 3 UniBoosts every day on any horses you want. UniBet, you're on.
Welcome back to the Racing Postcast, sponsored by Unibet, with the Racing Post, Sam Hart, Robbie Wilders, Graham Robway and Unibet's Ed Nixon, taking you through our top 5 bets for the Cheltenham Festival 2024. We're now into the top 2 now, gents, and Graham Robway, you're going to give us your next best.
My next best is in the Stayers Hurdle. It's the one that beat your Paisley Park last time out, Sam. Crambo in the Stayers Hurdle 3:30 at Cheltenham on Thursday. He's a rapid improver, Crambo. Absolutely rattled home to finish 3rd behind Slate Lane at Haydock, and improved significantly on that to beat Paisley Park and the rest in the long walk at Ascot last time. Now, I haven't seen hardly any horses out battle Paisley Park when they're alongside him on any running in anywhere in Britain, because Paisley Park's one of the strongest stayers about, but Crambo comes right into that category. I think the stiff finish will really suit Crambo here. Fergo O'Brien's never had a winner at the Cheltenham Festival, but he's trained this horse to peak for the race, having given him a long time off since that Ascot run. I think he's going to break his duck here with Crambo 3:30 at Cheltenham on Thursday to Stairs Hurdle, Sam.
And let battle commence, Graham Robbo. Crambo versus Paisley Park once again. Good luck to you there. Around 4-5-1 is Crambo for the Fergal O'Brien stable. Robbie Wilders, to you next for your next best.
Yeah, I'm absolutely spot on. Totally agree with G-Rod there. Crambo for me, number two. I mean, this for me, this is a better Stairs Hurdle than usual, but he is a much better candidate than usual. I expect him to pull further clear of Paisley Park this time. He's the one, apart from Tierpoo, who's on a massive upward curve. And at this stage, you're getting about 5-1, despite the fact Irish Point, who is probably his biggest danger, is running in the Champion Hurdle instead. I can't see him being out of the three. I think that's a knocking each way bet. And a small bit of improvement again will make him a massive, massive danger to Tierpoo. So Crambo for me.
Okay, two votes for Crambo as the number two bets there. Interesting. And Ed Nixon, don't tell me you're all Crambo as well.
I do like Crambo, but not in my top five. I'm going to go down the odds and go for Lossy Mouth here for the same reasons mentioned earlier on, really. She's obviously an improving mare. She hasn't got that much in hand on the official ratings over a field, but it's just the way she did it in the Unibet hurdle. Wouldn't be out of place in the Champion hurdle, the Unibet Champion hurdle. And I think around about 7-10, I think that she is probably a fair price as well. I know that sounds a bit silly, given what I've just said, that she's not that far ahead of the field, but she won so easily. She's got any amount in hand, and she will progress into a Unibet Champion hurdle horse next year. Mm. And I just thought Lossy Mouth it's a horse that's going to win. She will win the mare's hurdle.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I agree. I completely agree with this Lossy Mouth, especially the step up and trip's going to suit this horse. I'm going to go with one in the Ryanair Chase, taking on Stage Star. I can't believe I'm doing this, but it's the other Nichols runner in here, which is Hitman. I was really impressed. I think this is a great each way bet in this race because Banbridge, looking at the rain that we're getting, it may dry up on Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe a non-runner. We'll have to wait and see. But I think Hitman, at the start of the season, they discovered an issue with him. They gave him a wind up. I never like backing a horse straight after a wind-up, and then he was a bit disappointed at Cheltenham. And then he came out behind Shishkin, and there was definitely one stage where you thought, actually, Hitman's got a bit of a chance here. Shishkin, yes, pulled away from this horse, but I thought that was a really good display from Hitman. At one stage, I thought he was going to be just an entry specialist, but he's ended up showing last year, finishing third in this race, that he can do it at Cheltenham. I think he's a bit of a big player in here at 20-1. Don't know who's going to be riding this horse because Harry Cobden's obviously going to ride Stage Star, but I would give Hitman a major chance at a big price around 20-1 in the Ryanair. Right, gents, it's now time for the best bet of the festival. I'll keep it short and sweet because we've already had this horse mentioned twice and it's Lossy Mouth in the Mare's Hurdle. Graham Robboy and Ed Nicholson have made a really good case here, but I just think this, everyone worried about this step up and trip saying, you know, is she going to get home? I think she's definitely going to get home and I think she's going to do it really well. I think we're going to see a really impressive display. I think we're going to see a Champion Hurdle contender for 2025. So Lossy Mouth at around, yeah, it's at around 7-10. That would be the bet of the festival for me. Yes, it's short, but I think she'll win. Robbie Wilders, the bet of the 2024 Cheltenham Festival.
Yeah, you lot are playing it way too safe with this Lossy Mouth selection for me. I'm going for Lodasood in the County Hurdle. Fitness horse has a cracking chance. Dan Skelton's won four counties since 2016. And, I mean, if you like Iberico Lord in the Champion Hurdle, how can't you like Lodasood in the county? Lodasood hit once two in running in the Betfair Hurdle. He was sort of clear jumping the last. And then Iberico Lord, obviously a serious well handicapped horse, reeled him in. But he finished 6/16 of the third, and that horse was Go Dante, who obviously fought out with Favoir, who was fifth. The Imperial Cup on the weekend, I think that Betfair Hurdle is already working out really well. And Lodasood, he's back in form now. I think he's got a massive chance.
Yeah, Skelton's are quite sorting this Lodasood around 6-7-1, been well found in the last week or so. Ed Nicholson, to you for your best bet of the festival.
Well, I think Galloping Deschamps will win the Gold Cup again. I think he won last year's Gold Cup with everything against him. From the moment he lined up and get left a little bit, made mistakes at a few fences and still powered to victory. He is the best horse in the race on official ratings. There's question marks about those just in behind him in the betting and in the ratings. And Willie Mullins would have trained him for perfection for this race. I actually sat next to Willie at an event and I said to him, is he a fast horse? Does he have the speed? Because I always thought he was a plodder, a horse that, you know, outstayed everybody. But he said something amazing to me. He said he'd have the pace to win a Champion Chase over 2 miles, which I don't know whether he was just saying that to get rid of me. But, you know, I think this horse has got it all. I think he's one of the best horses I've ever seen. His jumping isn't great, I must admit, but he just gallops him into submission. And around about 5-4, I could see this going off odds on. I really could. So Galloping Deschamps, my bet of the festival, at around price 5-4, and the fact I think he'll win as well, obviously.
Okay, Galloping Deschamps in the Gold Cup. And now the man that we really want to hear from, Monbeg Genius over here, Graham Rodway, who is the best bet of the 2024 Cheltenham Festival?
Thanks for the big build-up, Sam. Yeah, I can't wait for the Champion Chase 3:30 at Cheltenham on Wednesday, because I think that El Fabiolo is going to fluff his lines here. You heard it here first. Edward Stone is going to put him under the sort of pressure that he's not been under before in any race. Alan King's already said that Edward Stone is going to go blasting off from the front, just like he did at Newbury. I've never been convinced by El Fabiolo's jumping. I think that might come undone if Edward Stone can put him under pressure. And I reckon that Edward Stone's going to grind El Fabiolo and the rest into submission. That's a 3:30 at Cheltenham Champion Chase on Wednesday.
Round 13-2, 7-1, Edward Stone in the Champion Chase, the bet of the festival for Graham Rodway. Ed, I'll just quickly come to you, just remind people where they need to go to get all the offers for the week, and also they can get Nicky Henderson's blog across the week, is that correct?
Yeah, unibet.co.uk is the website, but also, really important, go to the enclosure, so unibet.co.uk/enclosure, that has every offer, all the blogs, in one place every day. So on Tuesday, dial up that URL and you'll get all the offers, all the blogs. You won't need to go anywhere else. You can click through to the bet slip as well from there.
There we go. And you're on your way to Cheltenham today, Ed, is that right?
Yeah. I've got to do the onerous task of finding a few people to give tickets to. They're all dotted all over the place at Cheltenham. And then, I'll be getting a good night's sleep before the big day tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'll be seeing you on Unibet Champion Hurdle Day for sure. Robbie Wilders, what's your plans for the week for Cheltenham? You're going to be in the office.
Mate. Got an awful lot on this week, as we all have. I'll be very much in the office in London, and then I'm flying out to America on Sunday morning to sort of recharge the batteries. So, yeah, should be a good week, and should be a good week off after.
A well-earned break for Roy Wilds. A hard worker is Robbie in the office. And Graham Rodway, I'm going to be seeing your face in a couple of days, I believe.
Yeah, I'll be there, Sam, Wednesday and Thursday. Look forward to seeing you and Ed at the track. And I can't wait for the action to get going. I'm buzzing for it, Sam. Let's get it going.
That's it. Not long now. Really excited for this year's Cheltenham Festivals. Let us know down in the comments who your best bet of the festival is. Do like and subscribe. As always, we're going to be back a week on Thursday for another Racing Postcast previewing the weekend action. We'll also do a slight review of the festival. Well, yeah, thanks very much for all the support leading up to the Cheltenham Festival here on the Postcast, and we'll see you again very soon.